And campaign 2024, former President Trump once again is raising the possibility he may run for his old office in a couple of years. If he wins, he'll consider pardoning those charged in the January 6th Capitol riot.
We will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly.
During his rally in Texas over the weekend, Trump also addressed the people investigating him.
If these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere, because our country and our elections are corrupt.
Liz Landers is chief political correspondent for Vice News, and we got on Skype a bit earlier to talk about reaction to the president's weekend address.
I think that the former president always knows how to make news, and I think that since he has been removed from platforms in the last few years, that he has been trying to stay in the mix. And I think this weekend he made some comments that certainly had a lot of news value to them, and I think raised a lot of eyebrows. I think that President Trump in the last few weeks since the beginning of 2022 has been kind of out on the campaign trail in places like Arizona. I was at that rally that he did about 2 weeks ago, and then in Texas this weekend, where he has been giving platforms and speaking time to candidates that are far right candidates that he has endorsed in some of these states, and then also sort of flirting with the idea from the stage about what he would do as president if he ran again in 2024. He has not said officially whether he's running, but I think that some of the comments, especially in Texas this weekend, really told us what he is thinking he would do as president. He kind of says the quiet part out loud oftentimes. I think that the comments about the January 6th protesters, insurrectionists, others might call them, in particular has resonated in D.C. as we have seen the January 6th committee continue to investigate what happened, and especially the former president's involvement there. And there were several Republican lawmakers that were asked about this weekend. I saw Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said that he did not think they should be elevating anyone who defiled the Capitol, and he thinks that the people who were part of the group that broke into the Capitol should have the book thrown at them. But the former president continues to kind of normalize and whitewash what happened on January 6th, and I think that this was another glimpse into how he is trying to rewrite history.
What about the part about massive protests in D.C., New York, and Atlanta? You would think that would, you know, given what happened a year ago, January 6th, that would be a third rail. You wouldn't even get close to remarking about demonstrators taking action. But there he went and did it.
Yeah, he did say it out loud. And from reporting that I've seen today, it sounds like the U.S. attorney in Atlanta, Georgia, who is investigating or asking to potentially have a grand jury investigate the phone call that the former president had with the Secretary of State there, Brad Raffensperger, that she has asked the FBI for additional protection because of direct result of what the former president said this weekend. And I do think that there are a lot of people who are supporters of the former president who take him literally and take him seriously when he says things like that. I would not be surprised if we saw in the next few months various groups, not unlike the Stop the Steal group that was organizing around the January 6th events, start organizing in some of those major cities that he mentioned the other day.
You are reporting on Secretary of State candidates that former President Trump has endorsed. What have you learned that you'd like to share? What patterns might be emerging there?
Yeah, I think that we're sort of focused on this story for a number of reasons. And one of them is because the former president has really endorsed a number of candidates who do not believe in the last election results and do not believe that President Biden won the presidency in 2020 and are still talking more than a year and a half later about decertifying the election results, which doesn't really actually have any true meaning in some of these states where they're talking about it. But we're covering this too because a Secretary of State has a lot of impact on various stages of voters' experience with an election. So a Secretary of State can have influence over the beginning, middle, and end of the voting process, the mail-in ballots that are sent, the registration process for voters, deadlines for voting requests for those kinds of mail-in ballots. Then they actually count the ballots and the votes when it happens, and then they certify the election results. And I think that in a lot of places, these Secretary of State candidates are really questioning all of the aspects of that process that I just laid out and want to make it harder for people to vote by mail. In some cases, some of these candidates, like in Arizona, Mark Finchem has said that he does not believe that people should be voting at all by mail anymore. There are millions of people in Arizona that voted by mail in 2020. That would have a huge effect on the voting process in that state if that were to be eliminated. So just looking at all of these aspects of voting in these kinds of Secretary of State races, because it will have such a big impact potentially on the 2024 presidential elections.
I was curious, from those that you speak with, if Trump runs again, will he face competition from at least a few Republican candidates? I'm thinking of Liz Cheney or maybe somebody else.
It's definitely a question that I ask Trump supporters when I'm out on the campaign trail and just Republicans in general when I'm talking with folks around the country. I would say that, yes, I do think that he will face some competition. And I think that from what I hear from Republican voters, people are most excited about seeing someone like a Ron DeSantis run. And I believe that DeSantis has not ruled out running against the former president. So there could be some Florida man match up there, if you will. When I talk with real conservative voters, especially younger voters, I've noticed they see someone like Governor DeSantis as the future of the Republican Party, someone who's younger, someone who is the head of a large state and has really battled against Joe Biden throughout this pandemic when it comes to COVID measures. So he certainly is a name that I hear come up frequently. I do think I could see someone like Liz Cheney running in that kind of race, though I don't think she has made any kind of indications, and she still has a primary to get through in her state of Wyoming coming up soon for her House seat.
It's Liz Landers. She is chief political correspondent for Vice News, and she joined us on Skype.